Welcome back to The Notion of You. I'm Tashi Jones. I want you to take a moment before we go any further. Let your shoulders drop. Let your breath slow down. Let your jaw unclench. Let your nervous system catch up to the rest of you. If you feel tired, and your bones tired, this episode is for you. This isn't just a tired, I need a nap. This is tired, like the weight in your chest has been trying to speak for weeks, and you keep telling it later. Tired, like the world keeps asking you for more when you have nothing left to give. Tired, like your soul has been whispering that something is off, and you have been ignoring it because survival mode has become your normal. Take one more breath. You are safe here. You are allowed to slow down. You are allowed to be honest here. I want you to treat this podcast like two friends grabbing coffee. Or walking down a quiet road together. Nothing polished, nothing dramatic. Just truth, presence. You, me, and the things that you've been carrying for far too long. Today, we're talking about burnout and overwhelm. Not the cute kind of burnout that people casually joke about on social media. The real thing, the kind that steals your motivation, the kind that steals your drive, your identity, the kind that disconnects you from yourself so deeply you forget who you are, what you want, and why you ever cared in the first place. I want to begin with a truth I had to learn the hard way. Burnout is not a moral failure. Overwhelm is not a lack of discipline. Losing motivation is not the evidence your brain has tried to convince you it is. And if you have been feeling disconnected, discombobulated, numb, angry at yourself for not being able to get it together, or like the pieces of you no longer fit, I want to name it clearly. You are not broken. You are exhausted. And exhaustion is treatable. So let's settle in, because this episode is going to meet you where you truly are. I want to tell you a story from a moment when I could barely hold myself up. It was a morning not long ago when I woke up and everything inside me felt heavy. Not just emotionally heavy, but physically heavy, like my bones were made of cement. Like every thought had been dragged up from the bottom of a well. I remember sitting on the edge of my bed, knowing exactly what I needed to do that day. The to-do list staring back at me. Work, toddler, meals, email, life, responsibilities. All of the things that I'm excellent at organizing. All the things that I can systemize in my sleep. All the things that normally felt like second nature. But that morning, my body said no. No movement. No motivation. No spark, nothing. It felt like someone had unplugged me from myself. I'll bet you know that feeling. The moment where you're watching your life happen around you, but you feel like you're living outside of it. Like you're living your own life from a distance. Like you're going through the motions, but nothing is connecting. I have spent years teaching my brain to push through, to discipline harder, to tough it out, to pretend I was fine, But her pretending eventually stops working. Pretending eventually breaks down. And the truth I learned in that season was simple. When your nervous system is dysregulated, when your soul is tired, when your identity has been shaken, when your body has carried more than it was designed to hold, motivation evaporates. Not because you have failed, but because your body has gone into survival mode. And survival mode will always shut down anything that looks like expansion, creativity, ambition, or drive. Survival mode conserves your energy. It freezes. It numbs. It disconnects you from your intuition. It disconnects you from God, your body, from your desires. Burnout is not about laziness. Burnout is about disconnection. I felt so disconnected and discombobulated in that season. Sometimes it forced me to face the emotions and the grief and the anger and the depression that I went through to get here. Sometimes it forces me to acknowledge where I abandoned myself, trying to meet the expectations of others. Sometimes it requires sitting with the brutal truth that I had pushed past my own limits for so long that my body eventually took the wheel and said stop. And if any part of this feels too familiar, I want you to know there is a way back, but it's not the way you are taught. It's not the hustle. It's not the force. It's not the productivity hacks. It's not the color-coded planner, as much as I love a good planner. And it's not the shame spiral pep talk of I need to be better. The way back is quieter, slower, smaller, more humane, more spiritual, more embodied. The way back begins with the smallest step possible. So let's break this down in a way your mind can understand and your body can receive what burnout actually is. Burnout is not simply being busy. Burnout is the chronic state of living disconnected from your own needs. It's the compounding effect of constantly overriding your intuition. And it's the emotional residue of trying to live a life that does not reflect your internal truth. The women I work with confirm this pattern over and over again. Women who feel disconnected, who feel numb, who feel angry. Women who feel lost, who feel like they're living someone else's picture-perfect life instead of their own. This is not random. This is not weakness. This is the body saying that this life is not suitable. Burnout shows up when you have stayed in survival mode longer than your system was built to withstand. And survival mode steals your motivation because motivation requires safety. It requires clarity. It requires presence. It requires internal connection. And when your body believes it's drowning, it will not let you focus on thriving. Why numbness happens? Numbness is not the absence of emotion. Numbness is the body's protection response when the emotional load has become too heavy to feel it all at once. It shuts down the sensation so that you can keep moving. The women I work with experience this deeply. Mental fog, emotional triggers, spiritual untethering, a loss of identity, a sense of being cut off from their own bodies and God, a longing for clarity they cannot access, an ache of disconnection. Numbness is not failure. It's a shield. But the shield eventually weighs more than they protect. They block out not only the pain, but also the desires, the joy, the motivation, the clarity, the intuition, the God nudges, the inner whisper that knows exactly what you need. How tiny steps create motivation. This is the part we often get wrong. We believe motivation comes first, then we take action. But that's not how the nervous system works. Action creates safety. Safety creates connection. Connection creates clarity. And clarity creates motivation. The smallest action begins the thawing. Your body will start to wake up slowly. Your soul stirs. Yourself returns. Tiny steps are not symbolistic. These tiny steps are psychological. They shift the chemistry inside you. They signal to your nervous system that you're no longer drowning. They re-establish the pattern of self-trust you lost along the way. These micro-actions can look like a 2-minute pause between tasks, a large glass of water before your coffee, standing barefoot outside for 60 seconds with your feet directly on the ground, writing one sentence in your journal instead of trying to push a whole page, breathing down all the way into your belly and then your ribs for 5 deep breaths, touching your heart and acknowledging what hurts without trying to fix it. These are not small things. They are the doorway back to yourself. And here's the truth that my listeners, my clients desperately need to hear. Gentle progress is still progress. Slow movement is still movement. Grounded steps are still steps. You do not need to be fast. You need to be connected. Rebuilding motivation is not about learning how to push. It's about learning how to return. Return to your body. Return to God. Return to truth. Return to presence. Return to yourself. This is why I created my membership, because women do not need more pressure. They need more safety. They need more support. They need more people holding space for their return. They need guidance that honors their nervous system, their pace, and their lived experiences. My membership is the space for this, with weekly self-trust coaching, essential oil blends that anchor you into your body, journal prompts that create clarity, nervous system resets that regulate thoughts and emotions, micro practices you can implement without needing motivation, a community where you can be seen, heard, supported, a place where you can come home to yourself again. It's for women in transition who feel lost, numb, women who feel disconnected, who feel spiritually untethered, who feel like they've forgotten who they are. I built this space for you. And you need it more than you know. I want you to choose one gentle act for yourself today. Not a habit, not a routine, not a goal. A gentle act, a simple one. One simple thing you can do without motivation. Something that supports the version of you who is trying so hard to come back to life. Maybe it's a slow, deep breath. Maybe it's a big glass of water. Maybe it's standing up and stretching for 10 seconds. Maybe it's deleting one task that never belonged to you. Maybe it's whispering to yourself, "I deserve to feel like me again." I want to give you a notion-based micro-action. Create a 2-minute pause box inside your calendar. Title it Return to Self. Set it as a repeating reminder once every day. Nothing dramatic, just a moment that interrupts the autopilot of your day. Because autopilot is how you lost yourself, and presence is how you come back. If you want to take it a step further, tag me or use the hashtag #NotionOfYou and share what gentle thing you chose. Not because the internet needs to see it. We're not doing this for performance. But because naming your return reinforces it. You do not need to climb your way out of burnout overnight. You do not need to rebuild your motivation by tomorrow. You do not need to have a 5-step plan or a perfect routine. You need one thing, a step that reconnects you to yourself. The stuckness is not permanent. The numbness is not permanent. The disconnection is not permanent. You are not gone. You're buried. And buried things can rise. If this episode spoke to you, you are the exact woman I built my membership for. The woman who's tired of surviving. The woman who wants to feel present again. The woman who wants to feel grounded again. The woman who wants to trust herself again. The woman who is ready to find her identity, her clarity, her voice, her connection to God again. And inside the membership, you will not do this alone. You will be held, guided, supported. You will learn to return to yourself one gentle step at a time. Next week, I'm sharing something I was afraid to say for a long time, and how telling the truth ended up changing everything. I want you there. But for now, take a breath. Take your pause. Take your gentle act. You are already on your way home.